Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gary Franchi is our guest. We're taking phone calls here. And I got so many calls here on my phone list. Who's up next, Genesis? All right, Jim in West Virginia, you're on the air with Gary Franchi and Alex Jones. We're promoting Don't Tread on Me, so you can watch it online at prisonplanet.tv or get the DVD at Infowars.com. He's having national screenings. Very exciting. Jim in West Virginia, what's on your mind?
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I'm definitely an Info Warrior. I'm thankful for listening to your show and your show being on the air. I'm thankful that you enlightened my mind and set me free of the imprisonment. My question is, what was the website to that again? Don't Tread on Me, .com?
No, it's DontTreadOnMeMovie.com, correct, Gary?
Yeah, DontTreadOnMeMovie.com/screening.html.
Absolutely, and you can also purchase the DVD discounted at Infowars.com. Anything else, caller from West Virginia, Jim?
That'll be it, Alex. I'm thankful.
I'm thankful for you. I'm thankful for you. And again, I didn't unlock your mind. I only showed you the door. You opened it, buddy. A lot of people see the truth, but they get knocked over by the truth. They get up and brush themselves off, as Winston Churchill said, and ignore it. I mean, Gary, that's a key point. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, it's the perseverance. You know, it's soldering on. Once you learn new information, it's very hard to grasp it sometimes. And as in my awakening, when I discovered some of your early work, it slapped me in the face, and I felt very alone. I was frightened, and it took a lot for me to say, okay, folks, we got to do something about this information. And that's when I started my first organization, the Lone Lantern Society, way back in 2005. So,
and 5 years later, you have conservatively. No, I know how. I mean, I can gauge it. I mean, hell. Our 8 YouTube channels have reached over 100 million, counting my films, over 200 million. And I can really tell you the work you've done in helping to get America freedom to fascism out to more. I know it's reached millions and millions. Thank you, Jim. Scott in Pennsylvania. Scott, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hey, Scott, you're on the air worldwide. How can I serve you today, Scott?
Hey, did you ever see the movie called The Knowing or Knowing?
Yes, people kept telling me to watch it the last year. I finally watched it last 2 weeks ago. I found it to be very touching.
I seen something on there. It was on YouTube. They had a clip of that movie where the guy is watching the news, and there's something on the news there about the Gulf of Mexico oil rig fire.
Yeah, an oil rig blows up in the Gulf of Mexico, and that's one of the things that's the sign of the end of the world in the film. Very, very spooky, but that's probably a coincidence. It's not a coincidence that the CIA went to the makers of the X-Files, and so we want you to make an episode in The Lone Gunman about the government hijacking a jet by remote control to blame it on Al-Qaeda to fly it into the World Trade Center, and NORAD stands down because the CIA is running drills of the exact same thing happening at the exact same time. Now, that is not a coincidence. Gary, why do you think they do things like that?
Well, Alex, they need to stage events so that they can bring in their New World Order, they can clamp down on the police state. It's problem, reaction, solution, Alex. You know that.
But, I mean, why do you think they like to show us movies months or years before of the exact same thing they're going to do?
Well, I think they try to preempt us. They want to seed our mind, condition our mind to accept these things so that when people come forward and try to bring it up later, it can be discounted as coincidence or conspiracy theory.
Well, Gary, it's always fabulous to have you on. God bless you, and we'll talk to you again soon. And thank you for authorizing. I want to thank you and William, too. What great guys. Most filmmakers aren't like that. Post their films on prisonplanet.tv so folks can see it in the highest quality online. Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, and Camp FEMA. Camp FEMA went up today at prisonplanet.tv, or get the DVD and support the filmmakers at Infowars.com, and also support us in the process. Gary Franchi, God bless you.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Again, prisonplanet.tv, or order the hard copy at Infowars.com. Your support makes the transmission possible. Bob Chapman on the economy. Your call's right ahead.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, he joins us like a doctor once a week, coming in, looking at the economy, giving us his prognosis. And we've got the Wall Street Journal 2 days ago in their editorial pages saying they believe the U.S. will collapse by next year completely. Gerald Celente, who's always very careful about his predictions, and I really respect his brain, and unfortunately my thought processes go along the same route. But I like counsel. I mean, I believe I'm intelligent. I've got a good track record of predictions and analyzing things, but there's nothing like joining with other great minds or other inquisitive minds or other informed minds or other curious minds and to bounce ideas off each other. And we've got MSNBC saying, buy barbed wire, guns, get a bunker. I'm not saying that. I'm saying 30% chance that yes, in the next 6 months, they will call it a total collapse because they know it's already a collapse, but it's an incremental collapse. And they've been lying to you. We've been telling you this for a decade since they passed Glass-Steagall that it was designed to destroy. I mean, I had George Humphrey on here 11 years ago before they passed Glass-Steagall talking about it. He's an economist, but not just an economist. He's a successful businessman, very successful. Not going to go into it, but he's a successful businessman. That's the proof. He's also smart, knows what he's doing on his own. And I mean, he made films, made books, wrote books, made audio cassettes about it, about derivatives. That's who I learned about it from. separately. Bob Chapman was writing about it at the same time, learned about it from him in the last 14 years. But we knew what this was going to do. I mean, what does a black hole do in the middle of a galaxy? It sucks the galaxy in. What does jumping off a 1,000-foot cliff with no parachute do? It kills you, deader than a hammer. What does shooting yourself in the head with 357 Magnum in the temple do? It pretty much kills you, or you're going to be brain dead. We know what's happening. We know they engineered it. But the intel we've gotten from Bilderberg Group now, from our sources, Skelton sources, Tucker's sources, and others, is that they are dejected. They've got their world government. It is imploding economies, but it's gotten out of control. Like the Bible says, to paraphrase, that your enemy will dig a pit for you and they will fall into it. Yes, they've got all these trillions of made-up fiat dollars and other currencies, euros, you name it. But the world is realizing the scam, that if we let the fractional system get us and put us into this false debt, that we are going to be slaves with massive 80% tax rates. That's what the OECD calls for in Europe, for the United States, global minimalization of taxes. That if we give into this, we'll have almost no services and nothing but taxes. That's the equation of the debt money system and what the New World Order does. And so their entire program is in trouble. Not just a month ago, Zbigniew Brzezinski, man, that's already a month ago, at the CFR saying for the first time the whole world is awake to world government and that we're in trouble. I mean, he's having to ring the alarm. Battle stations, we've sustained serious hits. The enemy is on us. Emergency, battle stations. I mean, we are in deep danger. We could be completely destroyed. We need the maximum effort from our New World Order operatives everywhere. I mean, they've now had to get to the point of being honest, and you watch the CFR people, they're all gulping, all, what? You mean I can't be an arrogant control freak? So they're more dangerous than ever, though. They want to start World War III with Iran. That's on the front burner from Bilderberg. But they're in trouble. They're not invincible. So right now, the destiny of the world, or the next phase of our history, is being decided. And I want to go to Bob Chapman, another international forecaster, one of the best analysts we've got, one of the best track records of prediction, because Gerald Celente says he believes we will collapse in the next 6 months. He says Europe's going to collapse, we're going to collapse the next six. I haven't really seen Gerald be wrong, and that's probably the boldest statement I've ever heard out of him. So, man, I hope that's not the case, and I hope it isn't self-fulfilling either. Again, what's been put in motion is so much bigger than me or Gerald or Bob or Ron Paul that, you know, we would kid ourselves saying that a pronouncement like that could trigger it. Clearly, all that is in train, but I want to get Bob Chapman's view on what Celente said here 2 days ago, and how the media has shifted from saying it's a wonderful economy, everything's fine, to basically head for the hills, abandon ship, it's over, you know, every man for himself. Bob Chapman.
Well, it's very, very difficult in these times to make predictions except for longer term ones. And Gerald could very well be right. I think the underlying sovereign debt problem is really insurmountable. And the German Supreme Court just said in the challenge by the professors who have challenged this Supreme Court in Germany before that it's okay for Germany to help all these countries out, even though it violates the Constitution. They don't care. It's like our Supreme Court. They do what they want to do. And I just got a letter from a reporter in Germany and said, what do you think of that? I said, well, it's to be expected. And this really is part of the answer. And I think that about 63% of the people in the country don't want to be in the European Union. About 70% on average don't want the euro. And now you tell them that you're going to have to spend hundreds of billions of your tax dollars in order to pay off the bankers.
Yeah, for those who don't know, for those that don't know, the bailouts go out to the bankers to bail them out, and then they loan our money back to us. And, of course, those are Cook numbers that 80% or more of England wants out of the euro because they were never allowed to have a vote on being brought into it, even though they're not officially in it. It's way over 63% of the Germans that are mad. We know those are even cooked Poles. It's probably more like 85% from the numbers I've seen. But regardless, I mean, as Zbigniew Brzezinski said, the true nature of the world system is now becoming evident.
That's absolutely correct. So, yes, the sovereign debt problem is going to continue. There's 20 countries which are on the edge, and Iceland, for all intents and purposes, is under. And so that's an underlying deflationary factor. During the past 14 months, Europe, UK, United States have reduced their money and credit from a plus 18% on average down to about a plus minus 5.9%, at least in the United States. So they all did the same thing at the same time. So obviously it was coordinated. And except for bailing banks out, very little money has gone anywhere except for the stimulus plans that were put in place in many of the countries involved in Europe and England, the United States. Now, the effect of these stimulus plans is wearing off. Now, the big question is, and this comes back to what Gerald had to say in his projection, it all depends on which way they go. If they come back in, and they say, oh, my goodness gracious, we must have another $800 billion in stimulus. And the Fed has to create another $1.5 trillion so that we can go sideways for another year, a year and a half. If they do that, then you're not going to get a collapse before the end of the year. You're going to get it in about a year, maybe a year and a half. If they don't do that, then I think that what will happen in the European Union is that one by one, these countries will fall away from the euro that are in trouble. We know who they are: Ireland, Italy, Portugal, Greece, and Spain. And they'll just drop out, and they'll go back to their own currencies. Now, we have two subscribers in Athens, and they're wealthy, extremely wealthy people, and the least that I hear from anyway. And they both say that they, independently, they don't know each other, that the drachma has already been printed. Now, how true that is, I don't know, but, you know, these people are a substance.
Well, why are a lot of the British elites telling the Greeks to pull out and to default?
Can't answer that. I don't know what the thinking behind that is. Maybe they're reading my publication and listening to me on the radio and television over there along with you. But anyway, the
but there's no way to bail it. I mean, there's no way to not default. I mean, technically, these countries can pay the trillions up to the bankers on the magic derivatives they were sold. But at the end of the day, still, that just devalues the euro and causes inflation. And so either way, it wrecks the economy. Why not pull out of it? And like Ron Paul has said, we don't really owe this money to the bankers. They're the crooks. Iceland said no. Then the books were looked at. But it turned out almost 90% of the money that the bankers wanted was money they owed from bets they had made. And I mean, now I see it in the German news, the French news, the British news. They're announcing, we're taking your Social Security, we're cutting it, we're cutting your pensions, we're raising your taxes. And of course Europe isn't going to go along with this, so these private bankers can get hundreds of billions of dollars in bonuses. I mean, this is really, and I think that's why Bilderberg is so scared, Bob, and I'm really worried about what Bilderberg's going to do. I think they're going to start World War III. I think before the collapse comes, they're going to launch World War III.
Well, I agree with you, and that's another factor. But going back, it all depends on which way they approach it. Ultimately, we know that no matter what they do, this whole thing's going into a great dark pit. In fact, I applied yesterday to be a pit helper per the Bible, and it's supposed to be a joke. But anyway, oh, thank you for laughing.
No, it took me a minute to get it, Bob. It's like I'm always in. Hey, stay there. Let's come back and let you talk about it. Okay. Hypothetically, within Gerald Celente's mode, I should have asked Gerald, why do you think we're collapsing? I mean, he did say, he said, we're tapped out, we're bankrupt, everything's falling apart. Even new stimulus won't work. But, let's try to look at the short-term collapse versus the long-term collapse, different scenarios with Bob Chapman.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z, Doug Casey, David McElhane, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family. These difficult times, the fall of America and the Western world. At www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. fallofamerica.net.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We don't need no education. We don't need no thought control.
Bob Chapman's our guest. I'm going to hit a bunch of news articles, get his take on it, and talk to all these callers. In fact, just give me a fresh phone list, Genesis. Go through them, make sure everybody's there. And also on my phone system, and I'll try to just rattle through a bunch of calls in the next segment because I want to hear from you on the oil spill, the economy, all of it. Bob, you heard my question going to break, but to recap it for those that joined us, those that just tuned in, short-term collapse versus long-term collapse, any way you slice it, there's no way out. This plane's going down. The question is, do we get our landing gear down? And as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of the Treasury, said, there's probably no way to even get the landing gear down.
Well, I think it all depends on what they do with the money supply in Europe, England, the United States, and the creation of liquidity. And if they continue to do what they are, which is tightening, we will shortly go into a deflationary depression, which means interest rates will probably rise in the real market because everything that is in the bond market will become somewhat suspect, and the stock market will go down. I think there's a good chance before the year is out, a very good chance that 6,650 on the Dow Jones Industrial Average can be tested. I think we're around 10.2 right now. And that was the low that we experienced a year ago, March. And we, incidentally, we called that at 6,600, and we're very proud of that. But and then again, that could break and move down to 4,000. And I think eventually next year is going to be a horrible year. And I think next year the market could get down to the 2,800 to 3,200 area on the Dow. And Richard Russell is calling for 1,000, so I feel very conservative. And so that sort of goes along with what Gerald had to say. It's just that my timing's I just don't know what it is until they commit themselves. And we'll find that out over the next month or two. And if they're looking to have a deflationary depression, this is the spot to do it. And if it works for them, if they can put all their programs in place.
Well, let's go back. I mean, let's go back to 19 months ago with the October 2008 banker takeover known as the banker bailout bill that was supposedly for subprime mortgages. And then the October 4th, the day after they passed it, Paulson said, I'm not going to tell you where we're spending it. None of it's going to mortgages. If we go back then, they used psychological terrorism to drive the market down almost 1,000 points to create fear to get their agenda through. And so we've seen that they're signifying that we're really in a depression causes it to deepen because of the destruction of confidence. And so I see them trying to prop it up into the election and then into the new year. And I tend to disagree with Gerald a little bit. I think he's right overall. I believe they're going to announce, if I had to do a dead reckoning, this isn't a prediction, just if I had to put a date on it, I would imagine that by April of next year, they're going to start admitting we're in a depression. Bob Chapman.
Well, I think that if they're not going to do the stimulus that I said that they would have to do, then they're going to have to admit it's a double dip recession, as they would call it, when in fact it's a continuation of a still inflationary depression until the system starts to really break down, and that would be April of next year that you're talking about, and that would take the market down to the levels that I and others have talked about. There's no avoiding it. I think, you know, the simple way to handle this from a personal perspective is, you know, you get in your food and your filter and be ready to defend yourself and your gold and silver coins. And the only place that you can have any safety is in gold and silver-related assets. There's no other place. And so the formula is very simple. And that's what you've got to do. You've got to get out of the stock market, out of bonds. And I just wrote an article on Wednesday. People should start phasing out of their IRAs and other vehicles that are retirement vehicles if they can. This year, next year, and the year after, a lot of people who I've talked to are saying, no, I'm going to do it all right now. And that's fine. It's just that the tax hit is bigger this year to be paid in April than it might be otherwise.
And, of course, the loss in confidence, because people are being forced to lose confidence, and gold going up is accelerating this. And even the New York Times 2 days ago admitted that gold going up is really putting the central banks in a bad place, showing that all their paper just can't compete with the real metal.
That's right.
All right, Bob, let's take calls from a bunch of people when we get back, and I get into some other issues with Bob Chapman. The good news is the boat is heading to Teen, sailor drifting in Indian Ocean. I've also got some more words on this valiant young lady straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Bob Chapman and your calls, then to their maiden voyage on our radio broadcast. We're going to have the folks from Free Talk Live on talking about the oil spill, the libertarian view on borders, and your phone calls as well. I know the economy is shot to kingdom come, but it is important. It is very important. It is very, very important to support local affiliates. It is important to support their local sponsors. Very courageous radio stations pick up this broadcast. And we're getting a lot of new affiliates. And people have never really heard talk like this before. I mean, they've never heard the truth. Because we lay it out. We've done the research. We know what we're talking about. And I'm not tooting my horn. I wish we were wrong. I wish that we didn't know what we're talking about. But we're telling you like it is. Okay, we're free agents for freedom. We're here trying to preserve our future, trying to preserve our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, our nation, our free planet, where our children live. And I want you to know that it is so important to support local AM and FM sponsors. And if you are a local listener who has a business, to support the stations you're listening to right now. I don't care if they're a big commercial station, you send them a donation. In fact, a lot of stations that pick us up who are commercial stations are like, I've never gotten a donation before. Well, that's because people that are smart appreciate this info. And also support our national sponsors. Because I'll tell you, other media is imploding. Not just newspapers, not just national television, but also even talk radio. Though statistically, talk radio has the best response, bang for the buck, in every study I've seen. Not studies put out by talk radio industry. You can go out and research real marketing analysis, talk radio, especially conservative, libertarian, patriot, whatever you want to call it, is the cheapest advertising for the response. But even in this shot economy, even talk radio is having a lot of problems. Even Limbaugh and others have had problems compared to their past because the country is shutting down. We've also got the government coming in wanting to censor. There's some good headlines today about the Federal Trade Commission now backing off, at least for now, their calls to tax talk radio and restrict free speech, but they'll be back. And so going into this storm, it is important to financially support talk radio and alternative internet websites and news and information. And so I would challenge you to not just support our local AM and FM affiliate sponsors, but to support our sponsors nationally. And to also buy the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the materials that we offer on Infowars.com. Because we are financed by you. Plus, these are the best films out there and are riveting, are informative, and are some of the most effective tools out there in waking people up. So whether it's Don't Tread on Me or Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, or Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA, you can watch them all in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. You can share your passcode with friends. Up to 6 different people, 15 cents a day. That finances our IT and our expensive bandwidth. You can buy the high-quality DVDs, make copies of them. It is your purchase of the books, of the T-shirts, of the videos, of the pocket constitutions that makes this broadcast possible, and we couldn't do it without you. And I'm in a better position than pretty much anybody in the media, statistically from what I've seen. You know, we're in the top 3 or 4% of success. We're doubling our audience conservatively every year. That's not just me. That's Talkers Magazine and Radio Inc. and Alexa and Shoutcast and the Washington Post called me, you know, the incredibly influential Alex Jones 2 days ago, which I don't even like that particularly being in the paper. I always wanted to sneak up on these people. I've known the effect we're having. I mean, folks, I can get off a plane in Chicago or New York or Honduras and every 5 or 6 people I walk past stop and are fans of the show, fans of Liberty. And it's exponential. You know, I could have the number 2 guy in the Japanese government on the show saying 9/11 is an inside job. I can have the former German defense minister on, the former head of German intelligence on, who's a listener and who's talking about world government. You know, we're, for whatever reason, I think it's because I'm real. And we're going back to Bob Chapman. I mean, I'm real. I listen to my show sometimes and I can't listen to it. It's comes off obnoxious sometimes, bumbling, whatever. But there are those kernels of, you know, true enlightenment or understanding with the guests, the callers, myself. It's real, though. That's why we've had success. But let me tell you, I know the economy shot. If we're doubling our audience exponentially the last 3 years and our revenue's down from a year ago. I mean, I can tell you right now, folks, that most companies have lost market share, and so they are just fried. They're losing viewers and listeners. Can you imagine what their bottom line's like? So it is also important to support us as well here, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I'm going to plug a sponsor and then go back to Bob Chapman because I forgot for 2 hours and 38 minutes to plug any sponsors. And I need to tell you about some of the folks that made today's broadcast possible. One of the sponsors is Pure Water Freedom. I want to tell you about purewaterfreedom.com. That's one word. If you want to affordably remove fluoride from your tap water, visit purewaterfreedom.com. They have all of the wonderful household line of fluoride filters you need. You can even remove fluoride from every water source in your home with a whole house fluoride system. They have a wide variety of filters to remove all types of toxins from the water, including shower, bath filters. All their filters are made in the USA. Check out their banners on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com or go to PureWaterFreedom.com to take control of your water supply today. PureWaterFreedom.com. Okay, Going back to Bob. Bob, I was ranting about the economy. Any other points you want to add about where the economy's going before we go to some phone calls?
No, I think we've got it scoped out. We just don't know the regularity or irregularity of how it's going to happen. But it's going to be an end result. And it's just too hard to call. We all know the direction. And so anybody who makes a prediction shouldn't be held too hard to it, like Gerald, because if it doesn't happen that way, because it's so, so hard to call.
Yeah, it's like saying, well, you know, we've had 5 days of solid rain. We're in southern Peru. We always have mudslides. It looks like that mountaintop's about to go. You know, is it going to fall the next 5 minutes or by tomorrow morning? You don't know, but you get up in the morning and the mountainside has collapsed. It's going to happen.
That's right.
All right, let's go to Anti-Federalist on the our home phones, because, again, we're taking phone calls on both phone systems. Anti-Federalist from Georgia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, guys. I'm going to play a clip for you from John King USA from Wednesday. And the speakers here is a guy named Cornell Belcher and a Republican guy named Rich Galen. It has to do with Obama.
That's yeah, that's a good clip. I like it. What else does he have to say?
What thought? Hold on. I'm playing it right now for you.
See, I don't want to be anti-federalist. Here's the problem with people playing clips. Is, and I'm not trying to be mean, but I dread it. It's better just to tell us about the clip and then we can grab it. Because sometimes people know how to put the phone up to the speaker where I can hear it. No one can hear that, Anti-Federalist. In fact, I wonder if Anti-Federalist is even there. He's probably still listening to the clip. Anti-Federalist, are you there?
I am here. Yes, I am here.
Yeah, we couldn't hear.
I apologize for the bad audio.
We couldn't hear Jack Diddley Squat.
No problem.
Okay, well, what did they say?
Okay. Rich Galen called. He was speaking about, actually, I have it.
Hold on 1 second, Alex. I have.
And we can't, Anti-Federalist, now we can't even hear you. I'm not going to be able to do this. I appreciate your call. I mean, we got wide open phones. We don't screen calls. But, folks, you got to have the phone. You got to be ready. Sometimes I almost don't want to take calls anymore because or just take calls when I'm taking calls because that was just a complete disaster. It just went on and on and on. And then I'm the bad guy. I like Anti-Federalist. I'm sure he's a nice person. And I want to hear what you had to say. But it's never ending. Bobby in California, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Let's try you.
Yeah, so there's people who have been typing BPA contaminating our food. You'll find a Fox News clip where they admit that BPA was actually considered a form of female estrogen to be used in pills going back in the 1930s.
All right, I heard something about female estrogen there. Your phone's low.
No, there's a Fox News clip that's titled BPA Contaminating Our Food. And they admit that BPA was considered to be used as a female hormone in the 1930s as an estrogen pill. And they show how all our tin cans and all our and all the drink cans and food cans are all lined with the BPA. And it's just at an unbelievable high level.
Yes, sir. We talked about this over a decade ago, and we're called kooks. There are thousands of different permutations and different types of plastic. They chose one family of plastics that actually even cost more than a lot of the other formulas made out of petroleum that leaks and leaches high levels of estrogen mimicker. And so our boys are feminized and have smaller genitals. They've known this for 50 years. And women are hyper-feminized. And so a woman's breast at 30 or the breast of a 70-year-old, that's why so many women are, biologically, they don't look like the breast of a 70-year-old, but the hormonal exchanges have worn the cell DNA out to the point of a 70-year-old. And so, you know, your 8-year-old goes into puberty when she's a girl, and your boy looks like a girl and acts like a girl because they are a girl. I mean, you could feed estrogen to a bull, and it'll act like a cow. In fact, it'll even go present itself to another bull to be mounted because it's got a similar brain. And so, yes, and that's one reason you can't really blame a lot of these people that are gay. People love to hate them and say kill them and stuff. I think it's a destructive lifestyle, but I don't hate these people. But the reason there's so many gay people now is because it's a chemical warfare operation. I have the government documents where they said they're going to encourage homosexuality with chemicals so that people don't have children. Bob Chapman, comments on that?
Well, I've heard about that before. I haven't gone into it. as deeply as others have. But there's no question in my mind that a great deal of the activity in that sphere is because of the things that we eat or eat out of. And the incidence of homosexuality is increasing, and that's probably the reason why.
Well, if you give estrogen to a bull long enough, it'll start going over and basically presenting itself to bulls. And anybody, I've read the studies on this and talked to the vets. I actually worked for a large animal vet a few summers. And it's just a fact. And so we wonder why men look like women and why women are all jacked up and going into puberty. Some of them at age five now. And when they go into the doctor because they're five-year-olds having a period, some as young as three, the doctor comes to them and says, I'm going to give you other hormones to suppress that, not, hey, let's stop drinking GMO growth hormone milk, which has been linked to it. Hey, let's stop drinking out of estrogen-mimicking containers. And again, I even catch myself, Bob, drinking out of these estrogen mimickers because it's everywhere. I mean, take this. I don't know, but I should check. This is probably lined with the type of plastic that has it. But I still grabbed this off the shelf this morning, even though it says it's organic. That's not enough. In fact, give me a knife so I can tear into this. Let's see if it's lined with it. In fact, it'll probably say it if it's lined with it inside the plastic packaging. I wonder if this spring water, natural lime flavor I'm drinking. I know full well HEB's putting fluoride in this. Why am I drinking this? I know full well these kettle chips say that they don't have MSG, but they've got the yeast extract thing that says it's MSG. What's wrong with us? Why won't we stop? Why am I so weak, Bob Chapman?
Because you don't stop and think about every little thing that you do when you're eating, you're hungry, and you make mistakes.
And they know that they have immersed us in this, Bob.
They certainly have. And it's just like the kids that get hyperactive, which is normal, and they give them Ritalin. And I was introduced to that many, many years ago, I guess about 40 years ago. And the doctor said, well, should we use Ritalin? And I asked him which side of his head he wanted the 45 to come out of.
Well, that's because you're with Al-Qaeda. Okay, here is... For those watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, here's the inside of this juice box. And if they zoom in any more, see that thin plastic? It's got it. And I'm letting my children drink this. Why? All the juice could be out of a glass bottle. All of it could be healthy. But we see the word organic. Meanwhile, it's got an estrogen mimicker leaching right out of it. Look at that. See the plastic, folks? It's got a plastic lining. There's the plastic lining. Great point. Great caller, Bobby. I'm glad you took us in that angle. What's the name of that newscast? Because I've seen CBS newscasts admitting, and I've seen a BBC newscast conclusively, this turns, you know, I saw the police chief of Fort Worth 2 weeks ago. If I put it up on screen for me, guys, if you can find it. Police chief promotes hormone replacement, and he says, injections of testosterone for cops because cops need it. Men, if you're normal and have normal testosterone, that's enough testosterone to get you in a lot of trouble, and you know that. But maybe cops do need testosterone because after you're done drinking your little juices, well, you're ready to go out and have a baby. You're ready to put makeup on. You're ready to wear a short skirt. You're ready to go, put together a garden of roses or something. You're ready to put lipstick on. Look at this. Maybe the globalists are doing me a favor. Maybe I'm too aggressive as a male. Maybe the problem is I'm not drinking enough estrogen-mimicking plastic. Maybe that's the problem. What do you say to that, Bob Chapman?
I don't think so. I think you're fine as you are, and stop using that stuff.
Maybe, as the New World Order's proposed, maybe they should actually castrate us. Maybe that would fix it, huh?
Well,
you'll love the New World Order.
Doing it to most people.
This will only take a moment. We're the feminists from the New World Order, men. We're putting estrogen in your food. Ah. It basically does this to you. Put them right here. Okay. I'm starting to lose my mind. Let's go to another caller, this time on the Genesis phones here with Bob Chapman. Let's talk to Terry in Florida. Terry, you're on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, Al.
Hi, Terry. You don't like the New World Order? We can fix that.
Well, I would like to see that happen. But my I had a question for Bob, and but I did want to mention that why aren't the Black Mines Parish District Attorney Charles DeLay pressing charges? Why isn't St. Bernard Parish President Craig Tapera Jr. pressing charges? Why isn't Hancock County Mississippi Sheriff Steve Garber pressing charges? Why isn't Harrison County Sheriff Mississippi Marvin Bartholomew pressing charges?
Why didn't the state governors immediately say, we're going to go, you know, start blocking the estuaries? No, they said, the feds won't let us. It's like saying, the feds won't. Hold on. I didn't get a call from the government saying I could breathe. I'm going to hold my breath. We'll be back after this break with Terry, and we'll see if I can hold my breath. We'll see if the government calls on this phone by then to tell me I'm allowed to breathe, okay? Because if I'm going to breathe, I have to have government permission, because government is God. And so I'm going to start holding my breath now. We'll see when we get back in 3 minutes if I could do it and if the government calls and gives me permission. Hold on.
Times are tough, and you got to stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at doobleshoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate, good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at doobleshoppers.com. That's DUBLI shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Is it getting better?
Okay, going back to Terry in Florida. Terry, finishing up your point, because we can't list every county, probably 300, 400 counties in those states or more, where they haven't filed charges. If it does show neglect by BP to not come in when they had the manpower and block the estuaries, that's a problem. But the bigger issue is our daddy, President Hussein Barry Sitaro, the Kenyan Indonesian citizen, He wants us to be as bad as possible so he can pass a bunch of legislation. He wouldn't let those states fix the problem. But then it falls back on the states. You know, I mean, if my neighbor shows up at my house and says, you're not allowed to breathe unless I give you permission, and then I go and suffocate myself with a plastic bag, I'm a mental patient. So the states need to stop, you know, oh, we're mad at you, federal government. You wouldn't let us fix it. Why are they letting the Indonesian citizen tell us what to do? Terry?
I would say it's because the Indonesian and his buddies at Goldman Sachs are printing their paychecks, and they want their pay, and every good Nazi followed his orders for his paychecks.
I agree with you, Terry. I appreciate your call. Bob Chapman, your take on the states for 40-plus days whining, saying the feds won't let them fix it, and the military makes them count booms for a week and then never puts them out. You know, since when do the feds run everything on the planet Earth?
Well, since a long time. And I'm sure that they're saying that to them. We'll fix the problem. Well, they're not going to do that for the reasons you expressed. Is a false flag operation. Now it's out of hand, and they don't know what to do. And it's going to get worse. And it's going to be disastrous and extraordinarily expensive, never mind all of the sea life and...
Well, flesh that out, Bob, because I respect you, and you don't just come out and say something's a false flag. I mean, I've had seen my evidence, but why are you saying false flag?
Because why did Goldman Sachs sell 44% of their BP stock 3 weeks before the incident happened? Why did they short the drill equipment in the Gulf? And why did the president of BP sell one-third of his holdings at the same time Goldman Sachs did? And I think he sold it through Goldman. And we don't have any information, but it stands to reason that they both may have bought derivatives to short or short against the box to freeze their positions so that they wouldn't lose any further money. That's what tipped me off.
And it turns out Goldman Sachs, who literally, if somebody slips on a banana peel, 9 times out of 10, Goldman Sachs laid it there. I mean, every country they're imploding, they're always running. You know, Brazil, Argentina, Greece, I mean, you name it, Iceland, they put their people in government and then steal everything. And it turns out the chairman of BP was the co-chairman until the week before of BP. I mean, this is really getting suspicious, Bob. And then the fact that the feds wouldn't let the states, I mean, the states were there with their own booms about to put them in front of the rivers and estuaries, which can really cause the damage. If that oil gets up in there, the ocean, it dissipates. But you know, going into a river, that's, you know, per capita, so much oil, it's much worse. And the feds said no. I mean, this is a false flag. But why do you say it's out of control now?
They have fishes in different areas in the same general region that evidently have been caused by what went on in the well that will essentially say blew up.
And it blew up with such force that it created fissures, or they didn't frack it properly. I don't understand all the terminology, but... That guys, will you work next week on getting well-known petroleum geologists and geologists on, and petroleum engineers? I guess a petroleum engineer, though, works at the petroleum facilities. I don't know anymore. Bob, do 5 more minutes with us. We'll take a few more calls. I'm Alex Jones. This is the Insane Asylum.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.